Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Good morning. You are listening to News Talk Breakfast, the US election special with myself, Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. Breaking news. We've been saying all morning it looks like Trump has taken the presidency, but it has just been called. Sky News has just called Pennsylvania for Trump. Bear in mind, no president has managed since 1996 to be wrong in terms of Pennsylvania. This is a bellwether state, Shane. Huge wind at Trump's back now.
Oh, sorry. If Pennsylvania goes to Trump, and I think we need to probably wait till the press association calls it, but if it goes Trump, the race is over. Harris cannot. Well, I can't see any way Harris can win. She'd have to win pretty much every other side. That's not going to happen. If Pennsylvania is in the Trump camp, well, then this race is already over. It's an extraordinary
Certainly
result
is.
Because I think, look, I couldn't call it yesterday, and I think it was so tight in the polls, but it seems like every one of the swing states has gone Trump's way. And Kira, I the way I'm calling it, the way I see it, and I say this with absolutely no sense of pleasure, I make no apologies for saying I wanted Kamala Harris to win. I think it would have been better for America. I think it would have been better for the world. But this is clearly a victory for blue-collar, working-class workers. They looked at the Democrats, they looked at Kamala Harris and decided she was not for them. I'm not saying they were right or they were wrong. I'm just saying that is the reality. If you look at some of what's coming out of the exit polls, it's clear they thought the country was not in a good place. 70% thought the country was on the wrong track. 29% were angry with how things were going. 43% dissatisfied. The economy was poor or not good, according to 67% of them. It's amazing. Some of the things coming out, some of the breakdowns of the vote is incredible. Trump won the Hispanic, or sorry, Biden won the Hispanic vote by 32% 4 years ago. That gap was down to 8% this time around.
Hugely significant.
In Pennsylvania, one last stat, Kira, black men in Pennsylvania, Trump doubled his vote there as well. So people said this vote was about lots of different things, and of course it was. But for me, it was the economy, stupid.
Yeah. And if you have just joined it, it looks like President Trump is going to be a fact, a reality very, very shortly. Currently, he's predicted to be on 266 of the Electoral College votes. He needs 270 only. He is ahead in every swing state. He has taken the two that have fallen already, North Carolina and Georgia. The blue wall has crumbled. It looks like he's taken the Senate. Fox News are calling it for him. And the New York Times, who wouldn't be affiliated with Fox News in any way, are also saying in excess of 95% is the predicted likelihood of a Trump victory. Scott Lucas, political analyst, joins us in studio now. Scott, a bad day for the Democrats. Lots of different reasons why this may or may not have happened. But I think we are in no doubt now that President Trump is on his way back to the Oval Office.
Yes. Donald Trump will make his victory speech fairly soon. Kamala Harris will concede later today. And then we have the transition period for the next 3 months. I think a couple points come out from your conversations of the last hour and from Shane's very interesting analysis there. I slightly differ. This is a victory for no one in America. Shane and is absolutely right that America coming out of the Great Recession back in 2008, 2009, a lot of people have been angry, been fearful about this for quite some time. Donald Trump exploited that anger and resentment and did so effectively. In part, you asked, why could the Democrats have done? You know, they tried to present the economic achievements with inflation coming down, with GDP being at 3.5%. They tried to present a platform in terms of what they would do with childcare, what they would do with housing, what they would do in terms of college fees. But they couldn't break through the anger and the resentment. They couldn't make their narrative the big one. And I'm going to add something to that, that we now enter a period which will not be a stability. It will not bring, assuage that anger and resentment. It will be instability on multiple fronts. And I just want to make a plea to you. I'm going to put this out for discussion. I appreciate what the media does, and I appreciate that we need to critique where the Democrats went wrong or what they could have done better. We need to critique what America's society faces in terms of the issues. But we have to stop treating this as normal. This is not normal.
What's not normal specifically, Scott?
The country itself, the country where I was born, where I was raised, where I have family and where I have ties, has been in trauma for the past 25 years. I could draw you a line from 9/11 through Iraq 2003, through Afghanistan, through the great financial crash, through upheavals in the American economy, through the COVID pandemic. I could draw you that line as to why people feel upset and uncertain. But what is not normal is the Trumpist period in combination with changes in the media environment and changes with technology, which is not to give policies, not to give answers, but to come out with misinformation, disinformation, and insults. In the last hour on your program, and you gave airtime to Trump people, you should do.
We certainly are going to do, because he is going to be the next president of the United States.
But let me just give you an example in terms of how that exploitation takes place. You had someone who came on an hour ago to speak on behalf of Trump, who said,
today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hip. It's different.
Oh, you know, the judicial system has been trying to punish him and been trying to take him out. I could go through the facts of each of those felony cases.
Absolutely. No. And we accept that. And Shane actually did that interview and challenged him and all of that. But nonetheless, this is not all down to the media. This is not all down to bias. The media is not all biased against the Democrats. The Democrats lost this election. They have to be held accountable for that and for decisions that they made, Scott.
The Democrats are part of a U.S. system which lost this election. I'm going to come back to this. Fact of the matter here is that at the end of the day, America runs on issues versus spectacle. If you think back to that debate that Kamala Harris had with Donald Trump, that single debate, you know, that one moment where she showed up the spectacle by putting the issues across, but there were no more debates. There was nothing else that. Instead, what you had, the spectacle, you had the dystopia that even when Trump and J.D. Vance could come out and whip up complete disinformation about Haitian immigrants eating cats and dogs, they sucked the oxygen out of the room in terms of that
discussion. Yeah, but that's very interesting, Scott, because they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the pets. That polled badly for Trump. That wasn't where he won. That actually polled badly, that issue. He went down in the ratings after that. People thought, this is nonsense. It is in other areas, and that has to be addressed. It is areas like the economy where he actually outperformed the Harris campaign.
Yeah, but how does he outperform? How does he outperform? Look, for example, let's talk about infrastructure. The biggest infrastructure bill in United States recent history is going through, and that money is going through the economy. Now, did Donald Trump address that issue of infrastructure? He didn't need to, because people didn't go in depth on that issue like that. Talk about the Inflation Reduction Act for a green economy. Do you have a detailed discussion of that? The space isn't there in the current news cycle. I'm not blaming the media. This is part of a political culture of where we are. And I think the question for the Democrats, if you want to get back to them, is how do you get back to fight the spectacle? How do you get back? You can't just rely on a Taylor Swift or Michelle Obama. How do you get back in terms of saying, we need to defend the American system? Because I'm going to come back to one thing that I was talking about. Let us be very clear here. when Donald Trump has addressed issues or his people addressed issues, they have made very clear that what they're going to do, first of all, is to try to take down the U.S. system. They're going to politicize the agencies. You had your business reporter in here a few minutes ago. They're going to try to politicize the Federal Reserve, which is going to have serious consequences for the U.S. economy and for the Irish economy. And remember this. I'm going to leave you with this on why this is not normal. Donald Trump has said two things. Mark this down for every day until he takes office. I, on day one, will act like a dictator, and I will consider using the military against enemies within.
We shall have to see if any of that does come to pass. That is Scott Lucas, their professor of U.S. and international politics from the Clinton Institute in UCD.
Now, Donald Trump is getting ready to address his supporters at West Palm Beach in Florida. We will cut to that as soon as it happens. In the meantime, let's go to Errol Morkuch, a spokesperson for Republican Party. Errol, thank you indeed for talking to us. I know you'll forgive us if we have to break off from the interview to go to Donald Trump's speech. But in the meantime, it looks like this race is run, that Donald Trump is going to be the next president. What won it for Donald Trump, do you think?
I mean, what won it was the fact that the Democrat Party sandbagged Joe Biden, their best candidate, switched candidates out, and then ran the most unlikable, lowest polling person in history for a Democrat candidate, somebody who would not have won the primary, who couldn't even win the primary in California. So, I mean, in some ways, you have to say, like, the Democrat Party gave this one to us as a freebie. I mean, this wasn't competitive at all, and it wasn't competitive because they didn't.
You don't seriously think President Biden would have won the election, though, do you, if he'd stayed on as candidate?
I think he would have been much stronger, right? I think Scranton Joe would have done a lot better in Pennsylvania. I mean, granted, it's a winner-take-all scenario, so doing better doesn't matter, and I'll concede that. But I think he would have done better, and I think that swapping out the guy who won the primary for an unelected person who doesn't poll very well, and then making an alliance with Dick Cheney, I mean, who advised these people? The worst strategy in history possible.
What would you say, Errol, to people in America and around the world who are worried about the kind of things Donald Trump said in his campaign? You may have heard one of our previous guests talking about how he threatened to use the military against his political opponents, how he would rule like a dictator. What would you say to reassure those listeners this morning?
I would say to your listeners, Scott Lucas is a very dramatic person, and you know, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but what he's saying is not.
Well, he was quoting facts, and you know, Donald Trump did say those things.
Okay, but like let's like take away the pretense for a second. He jokingly said, "I'm going to be dictator on day one," and then started laughing. He didn't go out and say, "I'm actually going to become a dictator." You know, the whole concept with Donald Trump is the guy makes some comments that are off the cuff that he knows gets attention. And
and some of it is tongue in cheek. But to say he would use the U.S. military against his political opponents, that is a pretty chilling joke, even if it is a joke to make.
Well, the U.S. military are the ones who misled the American people along with the national security agencies about the Hunter Biden laptop. General Milley openly had a backdoor channel to the Chinese circumnavigating the chain of command. There's serious issues with John Brennan, Mark Milley, and people in those places, and they're going to probably have to answer for it, for their deceptive and duplicitous behavior.
Does that mean a change in command and things like the FBI now being answerable to the president,
Absolutely.
The Federal Reserve being answerable to the president? Because that's a fundamental change to American democracy and how American democracy has operated for decades and centuries even.
Well, let's put the Federal Reserve aside because it's a little bit interesting. Anybody who ever tried to touch the Federal Reserve, whether it be Andrew Jackson or John F. Kennedy or President Trump, was either killed or somebody tried to kill them. So it's not that the Federal Reserve is the goal, but the goal is certainly to destroy the swamp. Like we don't want to have a transnational CIA, FBI combo police force that's spying on American citizens. We don't want to have a quote-unquote Department of Education that just basically hires people and doesn't produce any results for students. So yeah, we're going to go in there and we're going to fundamentally change the entire construct of this bloated, inefficient bureaucracy to fit in a modern 21st century AI-driven like age of excellence. And people like Elon Musk, who are going to be part of this, the Department of Government Efficiency. I mean, you're going to see demonstrable changes. We are not going to keep running the country in this moronic fashion. Every American is on the hook for $110,000 of debt. I mean, the country is going broke and they have no plan, and they've wasted trillions of dollars in forever wars. People like Dick Cheney, for example, and now they want to continue doing it in the Ukraine, and we're going to bring an end to the war in the Ukraine.
Errol Morcooch, spokesperson for Republican Party. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.